The series of songs that were sung this evening, as well as the scriptures that were read, were designed to center our minds on some of those characteristics that should be present in the Christian's life. And in addition to the one that is mentioned up on the board of brotherly love, in the lists that are given in 2 Peter chapter 1 as well as Galatians 5, there are a number of other characteristics that are listed. These have already been read. What we haven't done this evening is establish the good that it does. In other words, what are the benefits of having these kinds of things present in your life? And so what I would like to do is read the part of both of those passages, and I also want to turn to Ephesians 6 and look at what is accomplished as we are equipped with these things. And I want you to notice, first of all, in Galatians, the 5th chapter, and verses 25, well, let's start with verse 24, 24 through 25 and 26. Now, this is the fruit of the Spirit as contrasted with the lust of the flesh. And in verse 24, we're told that those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another and envying one another. So there is a way in which these desirable characteristics equip us in our conflict, the conflict that exists in each of us. The flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. These two are contrary to one another. But the indication of this text is, if we incorporate the fruit of the Spirit into our lives, as we are walking in the Spirit, because of that, because we have crucified the flesh, we will no longer be held by it. We will no longer be under its sway. And so by becoming more Christ-like, by developing these characteristics, it equips us in our battle, in our conflict with the lust of the flesh. Now, if you'll go over to 2 Peter, the first chapter, 2 Peter chapter 1, the statement is made in verse 8 concerning that list that is given, those lists of characteristics including faith, virtue, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love. He states in verse 8, if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So there is basically a negative way of dealing with this. Positively, we would say that if these things are ours, then we will be fruitful. We will bear fruit in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. In contrast, if we lack them, we're short-sighted, even to blindness, forgotten that we're cleansed from our old sins. And then in verse 10, brethren, be more diligent to make your call and election sure. If you do these things, you will never stumble, for an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So again, not only is there that idea of equipping, that is, that we have the ability to bear fruit, we have the ability to see clearly, but it also indicates that as we add these attributes to our lives, that we will, as a result of that, receive an eternal and heavenly reward. Now, the third passage I want you to make note of is in Ephesians, the 6th chapter. And again, another list is given. Now, in this imagery, we have what is referred to as the armor of God. We are to put on the whole armor of God, as stated in verse 11. And these are attributes. They're a bit different than the Christian characteristics. It is mentioned there that we're to gird our waist with truth, that we're to put on the breastplate of righteousness, the preparation of the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation. Prayer is indicated as appropriate here as well. But again, by incorporating these things and by utilizing these things, there is again a statement that is made concerning its benefits in verse 10. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. And so again, all of these things are indicative of being equipped, of allowing us and helping us to be able to withstand the devil's onslaught, the lust of the flesh, those things that would cause us to falter and fall. As we equip ourselves as a result of that, we will show ourselves worthy, and as such we will gain that hope of heaven that is promised to each who live faithfully for Him, as indicated there in 2 Peter chapter 1. I love these lists, and I would encourage you to read them over and over again. Read not only the positive list found in such places as Galatians 5 and 2 Peter 1, but the negative list, the lust of the flesh in Galatians 5, the list of sins that is given in Romans, the first chapter, or in 1 Corinthians, the sixth chapter. Thereby you can see the type of person you ought not to be, as well as the type of person that you should be. You'll recognize that by becoming more Christ-like, more godly in your demeanor, of adding these attributes, these Christian characteristics to yourself, that you will be equipped to deal with whatever the devil will throw at you, and having done all, you will stand and have that hope of heaven. We're going to offer an invitation at this time to all who are here. We don't know your heart. We hope and pray that you are of a mind to be obedient and acceptable to God. If that is the case, and we can assist you in becoming a Christian today, we offer ourselves to you. The water is prepared so that you could be baptized to have your sins washed away. You believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You are sorrowful for the sins that you've committed in your lives. You're a penitent individual. And you're willing to confess before men your faith in Jesus Christ. Then you are certainly a candidate to be baptized. If we can assist you in that, we offer ourselves to you. But if there is something that you are lacking in, perhaps one of the attributes that we either emphasized or at least mentioned in the lesson and in the songs and in the scripture readings this evening, then it may be that you would receive encouragement from us and be strengthened by making your need known. It may be that that we can pray on your behalf. It may be that if you have sinned and in some way brought shame and reproach upon yourself and upon the people of God, that you can make that right and rejoin those who are standing for right and for good. So we offer ourselves to you in any way that we can assist. The invitation is yours at this time. If we can help you, we ask that you come forward while together we stand, while we sing.